This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Judiciary will now come to order. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Here.
Borglum.
Present.
Schwach.
Here.
Dietrich.
Here.
Hammock.
Here.
Latterell. Excused. Pitschke.
Here.
Poirier. Rasmussen.
Here.
Reimer.
Here.
St. John.
Jeez.
Johns. Hansen.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, we have a quorum. The chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our last House Judiciary Committee meeting. Have you had a chance to review those, committee? Moved by Representative Barthel. Seconded by Representative Dietrich. All in favor of the motion to approve the minutes of our last House Judiciary Committee meeting will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Well, welcome everybody to the House Judiciary Committee. We have one bill on our agenda today. That's House Bill 1074. If you have any handouts for the committee, please feel free to distribute them through our pages. Who we should probably introduce real quick, Representative. Sorry. False alarm. Pages, if you wouldn't mind coming up and just telling us your name, maybe where you plan on going to school, a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace Cook, and I'm going to be attending SDSU next year.
Yes.
I'm Justice Jessup, and I'll also be attending SDSU next year.
All right.
He's from
Russia. Love it. Well, thanks both of you for being here, and thanks for your service to our committee and to the legislature. If you have any questions for the committee today, you're welcome to ask them. Please do remember that all questions and comments should flow through the chair. Please silence your electronic devices, and if you wish to testify, please sign in at that podium in the back. Our bill up on our agenda today is House Bill 1074. House Bill 1074, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the required time that sexual assault kits be preserved. The House Judiciary Committee will now hear proponent testimony on House Bill 1074. Welcome and good morning, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. Tim Reed, I'm from District 7. I have before you today House Bill 1074. And this bill lengthens the time that anonymous rape kits are stored from 1 year to 7 years or the age of 25. Now, it's really important that I note that this bill only affects anonymous kits. So these are the unreported kits. These are the kits that a victim hasn't made the decision yet to go through with prosecution. So those kits are considered anonymous and are not reported to law enforcement. Law enforcement, last year, we made a change that those kits are, though, stored with law enforcement, they're just coded. So law enforcement does not know who the victim is of the rape kit. Now, what's different from an anonymous kit compared to a kit that's reported, right? If it's going to be a kit that the person says, I want to prosecute, it is right then and there sent to the state crime lab to be completed. So even if the prosecution doesn't get forward, at the time of completing the kit, and they said they're going to go forward, they don't want it to be anonymous, that information still goes to the state crime lab to be completed. We are only talking about the anonymous kits that have not been processed. Again, as I said last year, we did a bill that passed through the legislature and the governor signed that they're moved from hospitals to law enforcement because law enforcement knows how to store these kits. They're used to storing evidence, so we wanted to get it into their hands. We knew that we're heading for wanting to have the length of time be longer than 1 year at that time, but we knew we had to get them in law enforcement's hand. So the current length of storage for anonymous kit is 1 year, and this bill will lengthen it to 7 years or when a victim turns 25. Now, why 7 years? Why do we pick the time 7 years? Rape is defined in 2222-1. All right, it talks about the It does define what a rape is. And then it goes through kind of five different types of rape. It also says what the statute of limitations are for those five types of rapes. If the victim is less than 13 years of age, or it's a forcible rape, the time that the statute of limitations is unlimited. There is no statute of limitations. But for all of the rest of the types of rape, it is 7 years. It would be impossible to hold those kits forever because they have not been processed. Right? If you process a kit, you have the ability to store the DNA data and those kind of things. But so it would be impossible to have them stored forever. And that's why we picked the 7 years to match 22-22-1. It also states in there, or until the victim turns 25. And that is also in House Bill 1074. Some other states that we took a look at while we were figuring out what best to do with this, linking it from 1 year. And Nebraska, they preserve a kit for 20 years. North Dakota, they're a minimum of 7 years or until the victim turns 22. Kansas is 5 years. And that's always the minimum. Law enforcement's only told the minimum. And say that they have to destroy them. That's just the longest that they need to keep those kits. Montana was one state that actually is still at the 1 year thing when we were looking at this. Most states, it's over 1 year. I think the 1 year is very important because if you think of victims, the anniversary of when it happened, it probably will take them a year to get through that. It may be after 1 year that they want to come forward. Or a victim may, you know, hear about other cases, same perpetrator, and says, no, wait a minute, you know, I want to prosecute now. I want to make sure that you have the evidence I had to make sure that this person gets prosecuted. So it gives them much more time to come forward. That is the basics of this. House Bill 1074, again, is lengthening it from 1 year to 7 years, the storage of anonymous kits. And I think it would be a good thing to do for victims, give them some more time to come forward and make sure that we do prosecute the assailants in these terrible crimes. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Reed. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1074. Ms. Miller, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Diana Miller. I am the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Network Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault, and I believe Representative Reed has outlined the contents of this particular change to the statute very well. I would thank him, first of all, for meeting with a variety of domestic violence groups and others, human trafficking organizations and that, throughout the summer and fall to discuss this issue. It is very important because 1 year is not sufficient for an anonymous reporting of a rape kit or storage of a rape kit. First of all, the trauma and every circumstance differs when you're dealing with an assault or a rape kit issue. 1 year is not sufficient for those victims that have to go through the trauma and the whole idea of reporting it or just dealing with their own emotional aspect. And consequently, sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes a trigger that will bring about to the victim that maybe I want to report this. Maybe they hear of other incidents where the same perpetrator brought this on other individuals, and that will get them. But 7 years, we feel, is reasonable, as Representative Reed outlined in the whole statute on rape and the different categories of rape. It explains why 7 was chosen. I think we've dealt with the coding issue, and it isn't a big deal to store these. I mean, you don't need a huge building. Hopefully, I'd like to get it down to a 2x2 box. It would be good to put it in. So storage should not be an issue with law enforcement, and they're very capable of dealing with this. But I think when you state that it will be until the victim reaches 25, that gives a little bit of, rather than the birth date or anything of the victim, gives you some leeway. I think also it allows the victim to truly work through the problems, because to report it and not have worked through the issues causes problems for prosecution, law enforcement, and everyone concerned. And I would hope that the committee respectfully would agree and support House Bill 1074. And Mr. Chairman, stand by for any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1074.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Chairman and committee. My name is Naomi Ludeman-Smith, and I am here as a lobbyist representing LEAD, Leaders Empowered and Determined. We advocate for women's, children, and families, and we are here in support and ask you to vote yes on this bill, echoing the previous testimonies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1074. Is there any further proponent testimony? Seeing no further proponent testimony, is there any opponent testimony on House Bill 1074? Any opponent testimony? Seeing no opponent testimony, we will now open the hearing for questions from the committee. Are there any committee questions? Representative Hammack.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For Representative Reed, she's still here. I, in studying this, didn't see any delineation about where the storage would occur. Would that be at the crime lab? Would it be returned to the law enforcement agency, et cetera? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Representative Reed. The kit storage, the actual process of storing the kit, is in another section of code. The process is currently that the rape kit is completed in a hospital. Again, we're talking just about anonymous. These are just anonymous kits. The rape kit is completed in a hospital. It's coded. That code is given to the victim, so they know the code. The hospital has a record of it. The victim and the code, and then law enforcement is called to store that, so that at that time it is stored with law enforcement in their evidence, you know, lockup or lockers.
Follow-up, Representative?
So are you processing that anonymous completed kit for DNA?
No. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair?
Please.
No. It's an easy answer, so... The kit is not processed. If the victim at the hospital or the facility that is doing the sexual assault forensic examination, and the victim says, I want to prosecute, at that time, that kit is processed and is sent to the state crime lab, and the evidence is stored there and processed and stored there.
Follow up, Representative.
Thank you.
Okay. Further committee questions?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dietrich.
I wonder if you could give us a little summary of the types of contents of a rape kit, the type of information that's in there, and use your discretion if it gets not pleasant to hear. But question, just for people who may be listening online and for us, what are the contents of a rape kit that are being maintained for that period of time?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Reed.
I'm not an expert on exactly what's in the case or the kit that's provided by the Department of Health. I think I'm going to phone a friend on this one.
Your phone is ringing, Ms. Miller.
Okay. Diana Miller, representing the South Dakota Network Against Family Violence Sexual Assault. Representative Dietrich, this early in the morning we're going to get into this. I agree. It could be, basically, they test for semen residue, if it's been a rape or sexual assault, that type of thing. they also test, in some cases, they might take some blood and test for that, you know, is alcohol involved or things. It's a variety of things. I'm not an expert, but you really need a forensic nurse, and I don't claim to have any expertise in the nursing field, but that's basically what it is. And they will store that. So it's a very small amount, but obviously they'll use that later for DNA in case it's in the system and we have a serial perpetrator or something such as that.
Follow up?
Thank you. Thank you. And I was asking the question just so people understand the importance of maintaining that evidence. And there's probably additional things in there, too, that are really important to law enforcement. And I don't think it's a significant size to worry about anybody having to store it, just so it's secure and the chain of custody is preserved.
Ms. Miller?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, Representative Dietrich, you're right. It's a chain of custody, and there's also, I mean, it differs if there's an assault, and I think Representative Bartel can probably add more knowledge about this than anybody. It differs, you know, when you have assault, you're going to be treated right away for the assault and your wounds and anything like that in the rape kit. But it's a small amount, but it's a very important segment of a forensic exam to have that preserved. Thank you.
Thank you. Further committee questions? Any further committee questions? Seeing no further committee questions, we will now open the hearing to committee discussion or action on House Bill 1074. On House Bill 1074. Representative Hammack.
Regarding your questions, semen, blood, hair, fingernail scrapings, anything that would have been left by the offender on the victim would be collected and stored. Having worked a number of those cases over the years, that's essentially what you're after.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion or action on House Bill 1074? Representative Barthel.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass.
Second.
Motion made by Representative Barthel that we send the bill, House Bill 1074, to the floor with a do pass recommendation. That motion has been seconded by Representative Pischke. Comments on your motion, Representative Barthel?
I think it's a good move. It was well justified and good explanation, so it's a good move for our victims.
Thank you, Representative. Further discussion on the do pass motion? Any further discussion? Seeing no Representative Dietrich?
I'm sorry, just nodding my head.
Okay.
I believe it's a good bill.
Great.
And it's just about yes on
it. Okay, thank you. Well, let's get to it. Seeing no further discussion, the motion before the committee is to send House Bill 1074 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Barthel?
Aye.
Borglum?
Aye.
Schwab?
Aye.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Hammack?
Aye.
Latterell?
Aye.
Pitschke?
Aye.
Poirier? Excused. Rasmussen?
Aye.
Reimer?
Aye.
St. John? Excused. John? Excused. Hansen?
Aye.
We have 10 yeas. No nays.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. That motion carries. House Bill 1074 will move to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Representative Reed, I could certify that bill for the consent calendar, barring no objection. Would you like to pitch that on the House floor to just raise the discussion?
Let's go ahead and put it on the floor.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, committee. That is our agenda for the day. Appreciate your diligent work. With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Reimer.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Pischke. All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.